On this Father's Day, I've invited two fathers to preach. Brian Besner, whose wife Stephanie is right here, and his mother-in-law, Donna. And Steve Doan, who I asked to preach as we are speaking. He is flying home from a business trip. But he wrote a sermon which Brian will read. And Brian is the father of two beautiful girls that do wander in during the offertory. So thank you, Brian, for letting the Spirit use you as you preach this morning.
As a father, we are often faced with challenges that lead us to question our faith, our actions, and above all, our strength. There is no preparation class for being a father. However, the blessing of a child instills a profound sense of joy and a feeling of boundless love. I truly believe that the greatest teachers of humanity are children. They teach us through their innocence, which leads to unfiltered observations, their curiosity, which leads to new experiences, and their unconditional love. Our readings today give us many lessons to ruminate on, but the most important of these are faith, hope, and love. Paul's letter to the Romans tells us that if we persevere, then we will build our character. Once we have strength of character, we can have hope. I experienced this in a profound way when Brianna was born. She was 8 weeks early and would spend 40 days in the neonatal intensive care unit. Not only did Brianna persevere to be a healthy, inquisitive girl today, but each of us was challenged daily to endure every setback. The experience strengthened our family and our faith. In the ups and downs of those days, Brianna taught me that I need to have the courage to live. Each of us, no matter how small, can persevere. Each and every day, we are given the opportunity to make a choice, the choice to live, to love, to laugh, to cry, all of which will strengthen us and expand our view of the human condition. In Psalm 100, we are reminded of the important lesson of shouting for joy. That is exactly what I did each time that I learned that we were having a girl. I came from a family filled with boys, and I wanted to have a little girl, and am lucky enough to have two. I didn't realize that my 2 and 4-year-old girls would already be teaching me humility and graciousness, which has made me a better person. Becoming a father has, to this day, been not only my greatest blessing, but also the greatest accomplishment of my life. The joy one feels on becoming a parent is indescribable. It is beyond love and beyond self, as your whole identity has changed in an instant. You are no longer defined by your occupation. You are now a dad. You now have one of the greatest responsibilities to shape and mold a human being that is yet to be jaded by this chaotic world. In Exodus, the people respond, they will do everything the Lord has said. By coming here week by week, each of us strives to do this as well. Becoming a father deepened my need and my understanding of why we come here. We need to continually remind ourselves of these lessons as we struggle to impart them to our children. It is also critically important that we share this journey together, because it not only provides our children with a community of reinforcement, but gives us the strength to continue when we feel lost. As a father, I have found that I'm not always as patient or calm as I want to be. And as a result, I sometimes forget the lessons that we learn. However, I come back to God and redouble my efforts to be the best dad that I can be. It reminds me to not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let my requests be made known to God. May all the fathers persevere in steadfast love while sharing the valuable lessons of hope, faith, joy, and understanding. Each attribute is equally important in shaping us, our children, and the world we live in. Now, this is Steve Doan, so I don't want there to be confusion because this is from Grandpa. In my family, traits tend to skip generation. I look like one grandfather and have the disposition of the other, in broad stroke terms. My granddaughter, Brianna, is more like me than even her mother is. When she is doing something, I know exactly what she is thinking because it is what I would have thought at 4 in the same circumstance. Imagine my blushing face as I read her preschool progress report in which her teacher lovingly writes about Brianna's good and needs to improve areas. It described me at 4 years to a T. This sermon is a love letter to my mini-me, a summary of wisdom accumulated over 67-plus years that Brianna may find useful someday, and for her parents to save for her until just the right moment. Dear Brianna, at church today, Father's Day, we heard Matthew's story of Jesus empowering his disciples to spread his wisdom. Here are some bits of wisdom which have helped me over the years. My fifth grade teacher told me, "Steve, you are not competing with the other children in the class. You are competing with yourself." She also told me that I could get straight A's if I just applied myself. I was skeptical at first, but she was right. Being the smartest does not mean much if you do not do the work. Work hard to be the best you can be. My mother would say, "I do not care what the neighbors do. We have standards." In other words, to thine own self be true. As Polonius said in Hamlet, act ethically. Do the right thing. Of course, there is the Protestant work ethic, work hard but also save. To that add help for others, particularly those at the lowest spoke of life's wheel. Not just with money, but with your time and talent also. Be present for those in need. A mentor once told me, "Steve, you get to the answer faster than anyone else in the room. You need to slow down and help them catch up. Find solutions that address everyone's concerns, not just your own. Be a consensus builder." Experts are not always right. Gather the facts and make your own decisions. Expect no one to carry you through life. Accept with grace and gratitude what others do for you, but plan to provide for yourself. As your mom demonstrates every day, there are no limitations to what you can achieve. There is a center of the universe, and it is not you. Love God with all of your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbors as yourself. Finally, nothing can separate you from the love of God. God's love for you is always available, no matter what happens. Simply return to God in faith and treat God's creation with love, and you will discover that God's love for you never went away. It was always there, waiting for you. And just as your parents, Nana and I, love you unconditionally, love your own children unconditionally too. I will not be here when you look back on life as I do with you today, but know that I will still be watching you with pride and love. Papa.